And just to tell you a little bit about me, I'm a California native. I live in Berkeley, California. And in October of 2014, right after the huge climate marches that happened, I got involved with CCL. I finally felt like I couldn't sit on the sidelines anymore, and that's when I became active with the group. And when I first joined our group, it was quite small. I did not feel really very clear on how I could get engaged in our group, and it was or what kind of roles there were, or who led what and who was responsible for what. And so I really wanted to work on that in our group, and I love working on organizing people and process and meeting flow, and that's partly what I do in my day job. So I kind of segued right into that. And I brought a business card that I had made. These are really fun, the business cards you can have made, and they're up at the front table. So if afterwards you want to get any information from me or just talk more on the phone, feel free to contact me. So just to go over our agenda, I'll talk about welcoming, then orienting, then and engaging our new members. And then keeping track of all of this, some of the tools we're using, and I'd love to hear answer any questions and also hear what you guys are doing and what's working for you. Before I go any further, I want to give a big shout out to the man in this photo. This is Ron Rothbart. You can see he's in our chapter on the communication team. He's got a camera around him, so he's the one who's responsible for all the great photos of our chapter in this presentation. So I'll start with why we're talking about this why this is so important, especially now for our chapter, and I assume for yours, or you wouldn't be here. And that's the incredible chapter membership growth we're having. When our chapter, before November of last year, our chapter had on average about 10 people per meeting, and the range was about 5 to 14 per monthly meeting, but an average of 10. Since November, our average attendance at our monthly meeting is 37 people, and so huge, huge growth. And we want a good percentage of these people to like our group and be clear about what they can do and stick with our group and become active members. So why this big change? I'm sure everyone knows why. After the elections, a lot of people wanted to get active, and they wanted to figure out what they could do. And this is especially true in the San Francisco Bay Area, but I know that's happening nationally as well. So our first meeting after the election, this is a photo of it, and we put on our Facebook post, our November meeting was very well attended. The election results seemed to have energized people to make a difference. We had 27 people at that meeting right after the election, and that's, as I said, after having an average of 10 people per meeting. So that was pretty awesome, and we were happy with that. And then in February, we had our largest meeting ever, which was 41 people. Can't even fit everybody in this photo. And we started talking about maybe needing a bigger room. So we haven't done that yet, but we have talked about it. So we have an average of about 5 new people coming to every monthly meeting. And since about November, the database of all of our supporters has grown by about 300 or 400 people. So now we have, at last I checked, we have 806 supporters in our chapter. So that's the full number of people that are in our database. That's not active members. That's how many people we send out our email to. The only other chapter that I can see is bigger is Wisconsin District 2. I assume they're not here. They don't need to learn anything about that. But is anybody here from that district? Okay. They have over 900 people in their chapter. So another group to talk to about what they're doing. So how do we get all of these people coming into our chapter? If you were in Elise's talk, you heard about this. Obviously, we get them from national. We also do tabling. We collect constituent comment cards or forms at, all of our events. We have a meetup group that funnels people into our chapter. We partner, particularly Elise and her team, partners to do events with other environmental groups. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. So we've got a lot of people coming in. And thankfully, right around November, our chapter had a new co-leader that came in and was really energized to get us a little bit more organized as a chapter. And so we were lucky enough to have that set up for kind of the November onslaught that we've seen. And so I'm going to share what we do, and we're still honing this and still looking for ways to improve it. So starting with welcoming, we want people to feel like they belong when they come into our rooms, and that they're warmly welcomed. So first of all, everyone, all the names we get from no matter what source, I send out the welcome email to everybody, and we have a standard template for that, and just tell them about our group and our chapter, and send them information about the national intro call, and tell them obviously when our next meeting is. We also do welcome calls, but we cannot call everybody who's signing up in our chapter. If your group is small enough to do that, I think that's great. But what we do is we focus on those who are most likely to become active and have already kind of engaged, and those are the people who have attended the weekly CCL intro call. We have a script for that, and so we call and welcome those people, tell them about when our next meeting will be, and we try to do both those things within 1 week. And then we have our monthly meetings, and before every meeting, we have different ways that we're welcoming people, and just making the meeting seem more accessible to people who are new in particular. So before the meeting, we have a welcome table with a greeter, and that's that person's task to greet people. We have name tags so that everybody can know and talk to other people and know who they are. During the meeting, as I said, our group has gotten so large, we can't go around and do introductions. We'd take up like 15, 20 minutes of our meeting just to do that. So we started doing one-on-one introductions, and that's been really great because we encourage people to reach out to anyone who is new and to introduce themselves to that person or just to anybody that they don't know in the room. And then we have like a really brief, like 1 or 2 minute introductions with people that way. So you don't meet everybody, but you get to have more of a personal connection, and those new people feel like they've gotten pulled in. During every meeting, as is CCL's tradition, we have appreciations. And we particularly try to think about things that newer people have done and what we can appreciate in front of everybody publicly, what we can appreciate them from doing. And that's everything from people who have organized these large events, like Elise talked about in the earlier session, to thanking Linda for bringing brownies to the meeting, thanking Phoebe for typing up the constituent comment form, people's names, and simple things like that. After each meeting, we call everyone who has attended their first meeting. So like I said, that's usually like 3 to 7 people or something. And within a week, we call them to, again, welcome them, thank them for coming, answer any questions. Do they feel like they know how to get engaged? I'll talk about teams in a minute, but what team they signed up for, link them to their team leader if that hasn't happened yet. So orienting, so this is about educating. We want to definitely educate people about CCL and also about our chapter. So before every monthly meeting, we have a half hour orientation, and that is a time, like I said, to talk to them about what CCL is, what carbon fee and dividend is, and what our chapter is and what we do. We have a detailed outline of that. I'm happy to share that outline. We have a list of materials we bring to those. And right now, what we just recently started doing that I'm excited about is we're rotating facilitation of this. We had had, we have three co-group leaders in Alameda County, but, and they had been, a couple of them had been doing the orientation, but we have some newer, really engaged members, and they were really ready to step up. So we've got about five people who are gonna be learning the ropes of doing the orientation, shadowing the group co-lead, and then doing it on their own. And so that's why we developed the outline for that and the list of materials. So then those new people can, that's kind of a great opportunity for them to grow in our chapter. Something that we just started is a tech talk, and we do that at the same time, the half hour before every monthly meeting. So Tony Cerna, who works on IT for CCL and many other things, he's in our chapter and he started this. And this responds to a need for people to understand more about what CCL community is, CCU, podcasts. There's so much great information out there. I still am trying to understand it all and know what's out there. And a lot of people just don't really know how to plug in. They don't, you start talking about CCL community, they don't know what that is. It's not working on their computer. So this is a time when people can bring their laptop, bring their smartphone to the meeting and, you know, get set up their passwords and get everything set up so that then they're streaming. And we've seen people have this set up and then just go from like 0 to 50 and they start listening to every podcast and everything once they have that, once they've tapped into that access. So that's been a great resource. And for laser talks, I think other chapters do this too, but those sometimes can be at this higher level that seems really very kind of in the minutia and in the details for people, and the newer people really aren't quite ready to go there. So we always have the laser talk just on the basics for the newer members to do. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, that's a good, yeah, let me step back and explain that, because I think what we do is different. We do not meet for the national call. On the West Coast, that's Saturday morning, we feel like we would not get very many people out for our meetings. So we meet the Monday after, the Monday night after the national call. Our monthly meeting is 7 to 9 p.m. on Mondays. And so our monthly orientation is 6:30 p.m. to 7. So what we encourage is new members to show up at 6:30 for that orientation. And that's also when the tech talk happens. And that's also when the welcome greeter is there, maybe a few minutes before that, but you know, all the way through, because you know, people coming to either their second or third meeting, I think also are definitely the ones we're trying to still welcome in and get them engaged. Yeah. Yeah. To people to bring in. Well, we're obviously, we meet in Berkeley, so we have the university, so we have some university students. We do some outreach on university campuses. We get, you know, a lot of people who are retired, but then also a lot of people who are professionals. And I can hook you up with Elise. She talks a lot about what our outreach is in terms of bringing people in. Yeah, so, and we get a lot of people that are just signing up on the national website. So, but we do a lot of outreach tabling at different events, farmers markets, also setting up events with like League of Women Voters to talk about pricing carbon. That was a big event that we put on. So, yeah, so we have a variety of people of ages and backgrounds. Yeah, I will talk about that a little bit later, but like I said, we have 806 supporters, which are the number of people in the CCL National Database that live in our district. In terms of active members, we have right now about 80 active members in one way or another, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later. Yeah, in the back. Oh. So we encourage people to listen to the call, and I'll talk about this a little later, but we've been trying to also meet for that call, to have that as one of our social gatherings and a time to kind of further, but we're not getting really great attendance at that. And again, I think Saturday morning, especially it's the Saturday before the Monday that we meet, so it's a lot of time in a compact time frame for people to come. And then as, you know, the group leadership, you know, we're all encouraged to listen to it. So, yeah, in the back.
So I love the idea of the monthly orientation, but we're quite a bit smaller chapter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have any recommendations? You know, if it's hard to do orientation because of a small group, how do you handle when some people know lots and some people know very little?
Yeah, I hear that. And I feel like that's kind of what I felt when I went to my first meeting. Like, I felt like I don't know what these people are talking about. And one of the things we have done is tried to have kind of, you know, maybe we have, once we have a pool of new people that have come in, have an orientation for them. So maybe you've got, it's been a few months and you have like five or six newer people. So specifically just do an orientation for them and set that, you could tag that onto one of your regular meetings, or you could set it up for a different day, or, you know, whatever works for those folks. I'm going to talk also about ways that we kind of make the meeting more engaging for a variety of people as well. But yeah. That's great. Yeah. It's just what people are interested in. Yeah. I mean, and frankly, I think it would be great if we were also doing that. Part of it is just what we're, you know, able to do with the number of new people we have coming in every month. So I'll take one more question here and then going to go a little further because maybe some of these questions will get answered. Yeah. Yeah, you know, that decision was made before I even joined. So it's been over almost 3 years at least that the group has not been meeting on Saturday mornings. And I think we're not getting enough people that were able to come on that morning. So, and like I said, we've tried to set that up as a regular thing for our chapter. You know, we get two or three people, mostly it's the people who are already engaged. We're still kind of looking at maybe we might play the recording at a different time of the month, like when it's not, you know, back to back with when our monthly meeting is, so that we can, because I think a lot of people, and I think we need to do a better job too of kind of communicating how important that is for us to tap into what's happening nationally and also how inspirational it is as well. So I'm going to move on, and I'm happy to take more questions along the way. So engaging, and I see this part of kind of answering the question for newer people, whether it's their first or their third or their fourth meeting, of answering the question of how do I plug in, do I fit in here, and where do I fit? And so I think making that as transparent as possible is important. Yeah, just making that clear and then providing a lot of options for people on how to plug in. Because there are so many ways, as all of us know, there's so much to be done at our chapter levels. And there's so many diversity of activities, but a lot of times it's just really not clear. We haven't like put that down on paper or explained that well to the new members, or it's not really formalized anywhere. So one of the things that really helps with that is having action teams. We have 8 action teams in our chapter, I'll show you what those are in a second. And these provide a structure and support for people who are plugging in. We used to just have a few teams and then some team leaders kind of doing their own thing and some co-leaders doing it, but it wasn't really clear what exactly who was doing what. So we've gotten much more structured with this. We have a one-page description of all of these, including who leads those teams. And some sample types of tasks that those teams are doing. So at every monthly meeting, we break out by teams. So we have a bulk of our meeting is actually spent meeting at the team level. Yeah. 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 I'm happy to share it. Like I said, I sent my, I put my business card over here. I'm happy to share it. Yeah, I don't know what the conference is doing with the PowerPoints, but I'm happy to share it. Yeah. Yeah. Alameda County chapter. Yeah. 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 Yeah, actually, so here's our action teams. We do have a steering committee as well. So the leaders of these teams, we meet, right now we're meeting about every quarter. We were all kind of overwhelmed with the idea of meeting every month and didn't feel like that was necessary. We're all operating pretty independently. We meet once a quarter, and these are all of our groups. And I lead the member engagement team, which is on the top. Obviously, in terms of getting people plugged into action teams, we want to welcome these new people that come on to the teams. We're trying to really formalize that more so that when people sign up and say, yeah, I'm interested in outreach, that they hear from that outreach leader and they say, how do you want to be involved? And this is some of these groups like Outreach meet. They do meet in between our monthly group meetings. And so that's another way that people get support and they can get engaged about what's happening and sign up for something. Also at the monthly meeting breakouts, that's a time to see who else is working on that team and hear about what they're doing and maybe even sign up right away for doing something with that team. The other thing that, as I mentioned, that we think is super important is letting people know that there are jobs at all levels. I feel like a lot of like CCL is really great on for people who are really self-motivated and super engaged and just want to jump in and start doing outreach or get their council to adopt a resolution. But there are people for whom they need a little bit more handholding and they need more information about how to do things and maybe feel like they need permission to do things. And so we want to have a full spectrum of activities for people to do. And also, we have some of the groups have kind of more like orientation or support level meetings, like how to write a letter to the editor so that you can get trained in that specific area. So again, these are all of our teams, and people at our meetings that will sign up for which teams they're interested in. And that's how we then get people plugged into, the team leaders then know who's on their team. So as I said, I lead up the member engagement team, and we have do things like doing the welcome calls, data entry, meeting snacks, social event planning, the welcome table, and then managing the contact database. This is a lot. It became a lot just for me to do, so it's great. I have a team of people who I can say, can you make these 5 welcome calls? Can you help with this data entry? In April, with all the different outreach events we had about something like 250 constituent comment forms. We needed to type up all of those names into a spreadsheet. And so we had a data entry party where we all did that together. We had some pastries and some fruit, and we had about 5 of us who brought our laptops and did data entry. And all of these tasks and member engagement in particular, I think are some of these tasks that are really easy for people to plug in. Like they might say, I'm not ready to do an outreach presentation, but I can bring brownies to the next meeting. Like I can do that. They want to do something. And so that's a great way for them to plug in. And then tabling is also a great thing for new people to do, because there's always going to be someone, you're going to have somebody there who already knows about CCL. They get to hear that message over and over and over again, and then they get to find their own words around carbon fee and dividend and talking about CCL. So that's also a great entry-level activity. We try to have a few social events every year that are really more about food and socializing and group cohesion and getting to know each other. We often put in a little bit of education in there, like watching Years of Living Dangerously, the episode that focused on CCL. And as I mentioned, this monthly call brunch, that's where we have gotten together on the second Saturday to listen to the call. And as I said, we're sort of struggling with attendance of that and rethinking how to use that. We also have an amazing communications team, and we send out 2 to 3 email/newsletters using MailChimp every month. We also have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google Calendar, which is great for those people who don't really rely on email to know about meetings, but they have their Google Calendar to tell them. So, oh yeah, go ahead. Right. I can't say that, I'm not sure entirely. I think we just started it up on our own and we're below that threshold. I was just recently asked that question about MailChimp, but I think we're still below it, but we could be going over it where we have to pay every month. One thing we do at every meeting, this is not in here, but in terms of raising money for local chapters, is we started, instead of having fundraising events, we put out a basket at every monthly meeting. And at the end of the meeting, we say, it costs us money to operate monthly, it doesn't cost that much, but here's the basket, please put in some money. And we've had a tremendous response from that. People put in like, you know, $2 or $3 or $5, and you know, we're getting a lot of our expenses covered that way. Yeah. Oh, great. Thank you. Yeah. It's, yeah. 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 Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Thank you. It's great to hear that. We actually don't have a website, so we have all this other stuff, but not a website. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, Yes. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I think we err on the, maybe on the too little side, actually. That's my personal opinion, though. So we do, like I said, our newsletter using MailChimp is really, we try to really limit that for that reason to about, you know, maybe 3 every month at the most. And one of those is a reminder of our meeting. One of them's like, this is everything that's coming up this month, and here are some updates about just some things that are happening nationally. And then other events that we want to let people know about. And then one of them in between might be something that comes up a little bit more last minute, like, oh, there's this opportunity to support this other legislation or something like that. So we do that. We do not have any other way that we're all emailing with each other. So we've talked about maybe setting up some sort of a chat kind of email group, but we haven't done that yet. So that's the main way in terms of this 806 group people that we're just up to 3 per month that we're doing. Yeah. So, yeah.
Mark Brown said on one of the talks that you need to make your meeting fun.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to make it fun?
We bring snacks. People love food. We try to bring a high level of energy to it. Often one of our co-leaders will kind of be standing and moving around in the middle of the room while he's talking. We have a lot of breakout sessions. We don't actually spend that much time these days, like all in, as one big group talking. We break, you know, into little smaller groups, so you're doing more one-on-one. I think kind of having a diversity of types of activities makes it fun. We do the appreciations and we clap and we go rah, rah, rah. So, yeah, those are just some ideas. Yeah, right. And like I said, we're not doing that with our group. So, yeah. Yeah. Oh. I love that. Yeah, you turn it down. Yeah, that's great. Great. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, that sounds a little similar to us because we do our breakout groups with our teams, so we're focused on that. We're not actually doing that much chapter organizing work in our team levels because we now, like I said, have the steering committee. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, no, they do sign up for more than one group. Like I said, this, that's a good segue into this. I want that mug. I love spreadsheets. I just found that online. So, but we enter all names that come to us into the national database. That's where all the information we have on our 806 people are stored. We don't duplicate that at our local level. So every time we do a MailChimp mailing, we download from the database. So as of, you know, today, Sunday, we know who's signed up. As if we send out another email 2 weeks from now, we download from the national database. So we're using that as the most current, most current people who are signed up. Separately, I keep two databases. One is active members, and I mentioned that a little bit earlier. Those are people who have been active just within the past year. They've attended a meeting or they've done some other sort of substantial thing in our group. Use that to track meeting attendance and what team they're on. And then I print that out, and that's about, like I said, 88 people at this point. I print that out, and that's our sign-in, and people make corrections to that. You can be a member of all of the teams if you want, or you know, as many or as few as you want. And so that's where, and then that information gets updated and shared with all the team leaders, so then they know who's on their teams and how to contact them. And then finally, I just maintain a list of the people, the contacts, and have we sent them a welcome email yet? Have we made the welcome call, or has somebody been asked to make that? So that is it for me, and we have 2 minutes, I've seen, and from the guy in the back, and so I'm happy to take more questions, and also I love hearing your ideas. So anything more? Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Oh, okay, yeah. Instead of before the meeting, you do it within the meeting. Oh, that's great. You do the call, right. Yeah, that's great. Okay, yeah, in the back. We'll come back to you. Okay, great. In the red? Yeah. Yeah. You just kind of, I think, yeah, just pick the one you're most interested in at that moment and then try to follow up with the other team leaders later. Yeah. Oh, that's time. So I'm happy to keep taking questions. There's my timer. But if people want to move on, that's fine too. So, yeah. What was your question here?
Oh, I had another suggestion for, for the new members is a local call. So after people do the national new member call, we've offered some, like, okay, do you want to call and learn about what our chapter does? So before you commit to coming to the meeting.
Oh, as a conference call then?
Yeah,
is that what you mean?
As a conference call.
Oh,
so,
wow. Oh, interesting.
No, but so after, so the intro call, right? So we've got an email list of people who have done the intro call.
Yeah.
And so we've, you know, it's only been a couple times so far, but we've sent out an email to all those new people and said, if you'd like to learn more about what we're doing in Rhode Island, we're going to, you know, have on Wednesday night at 7:30, you know, a conference call. And that's worked, you know, a couple of times it's worked well, where we've gotten people who called into that and then have followed up and showed up in the next meeting. You know,
at least, yeah, right, right. You haven't had to get a room or have somebody hasn't had to clean up their house or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you grab one of your calling cards, and
yeah.
You'll send us the show.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're interested also in the, actually, I can also just put out a notepad and you can write your email down. I think that might be easier. Send you the outline for the orientation if you're interested, or the description of our teams as well. So just maybe just mark on that. I'll put out a notepad in a second. So yeah, thank you all for coming. I'm happy to answer more questions too. Thank you.